This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Padres nearly took over first place last night following their 3-2 win over the San Francisco Giants. Welcome back. Ben and Woods with you until 10 o'clock this morning on 97.3 The Fan. Catch us on the radio, YouTube. We're streaming on the Odyssey app. You can also listen to the show after the fact on Spotify, Apple, and all your other podcasting streaming locations. So, yeah, the Dodgers were down late, 5-4. If they had lost, the Padres would have moved percentage points ahead of the Dodgers for first place, Woods, in the NL West. But Max Muncy homered in the ninth inning to tie the score at 5, his second home run of the game against the New York Mets.
Been locked in.
Yeah, he has
offensively.
Six homers in last something, 8 games. He has been hot. And then
he's never been hot.
That's true. He's Max Muncy.
He's hitting the ball well.
And then after they got through the top of the 10th without allowing a run, Tanner Scott, you unfortunately got a little too excited about
I did.
Tanner Scott.
You knew
yesterday.
But I also said, you know he's going to get locked in again.
And he looked locked in yesterday. He came in the bottom of the 10th. They intentionally walked Shohei. Got Mookie to fly out without advancing the runner, so I had hope for a second. And then Freddie Freeman hit an opposite field ball to the wall that Brandon Nimmo probably could have caught.
It landed right next to him on the ground. Yeah. Didn't hit off the fence or anything.
I thought it was going to be a home run the way Freddie reacted, but he didn't even get it quite to the fence. And Nimmo was there, but he all twisted
turned
around. Once the ball fell, Tommy Edman came around and scored the free Manfred man runner, and the Dodgers did pull out a 6-5 win over the New York Mets to remain a game ahead of the Padres in the National League West.
I mean, look, I know it's early June, but I promise you they didn't think that they were going to be looking over their shoulder this, you know, I mean, it's not late in the season, but I promise you they were not like, geez, man, Padres are hanging around. And that's exactly what we're doing. KG in the chat sent me some stats to my Instagram. So gauge your level of concern here. Padres since April 15th, so 40 games, ready? Average, 26th. The only NL team worse is the Rockies. OBP, 27th. The only NL team worse is the Rockies. Slug, 25th. Hits, 28th. Doubles, 28th. Homers, 28th. Runs, 24th. RBI, 26th. Ground ball rate, second highest. BABIP, 29th.
Whoa. And that's since what date? Again?
April 15th. So 40, a 40 game.
April 15th.
A 40 game sample size.
All right. So, and over that time, they were 14-4 on April 15th.
Mm-hmm.
So since then, they're what, one game above 500. So they've played 500 ball with poor offense over the last month and a half of the season.
Yeah.
Makes sense. They're what, 11 games up now? 11 games above 500?
They were 10 games up. They were 10 games above 500.
You get off to a 14-3 start or whatever, you can buy yourself that cushion. But
it's
they've played 500 ball for the majority of the season so far.
Nothing wrong with long stretches of 500 ball as long as your other stretches are above 500.
Correct.
And not a
10
game losing
streak. You
can't
go 4-14. Right.
You know, that's fine.
But yes, their offense needs help. They need help.
I mean, right now, until they find a left fielder, I don't foresee them necessarily improving at catcher offensively.
Man, Diaz misses some belt tie heaters, dude.
Woo. The only way they can really be locked in offensively is if five or six of their first seven batters are all
locked in, fairly hot. Yep.
And we haven't seen that since the first 2 weeks of the season. After that, you know, Merrill got hurt. You know, guys got cold. Crony got hurt. Tatis eventually got cold. We have not seen it. Will we see it again? Maybe. You know, the time you really want to see it is in October, is everybody getting hot at the same time.
Sure.
But you got to get there first. Can they get there? Yeah, they can. If they played 500 ball the rest of the season, I think that would get them to 87 wins. Not a guarantee of making the playoffs, but certainly not, you know, oh, there's no chance you can make the playoffs with 87 wins. Usually 87 gets you in. I think it's going to take a few more.
I do too.
In the National League, but they don't have to play out of their minds the rest of the year to go to the postseason like they did last year when they were 50-50 through 100 games. And they needed to play 12 to 14 games above 500 in the final 2 months of the season. And they did. They did even better than that. They won't have to do that this year because of the hot start they got off to. They just have to avoid really extended, you know, dips where they're losing a bunch of ground. And so far they have done that. You know, they had a couple of dips. They got down to, what, six above 500, but have recovered now with 8 of 11 to get back to 11 games above 500.
It's crazy, man.
They're okay. Are they weathering the storm?
They are.
Or are they just, is their team just a storm and it's never going to find clear skies? Yeah, the port and get back to the dock, to the pier.
And we talk about a lot of the injuries, and the pitching injuries are the ones that concern me the most. Like, I'm very concerned about Michael King and Yu Darvish.
Sure.
And we know we're not going to get Joe Musgrove this year. That doesn't have any impact on the team being in the bottom five of every offensive category for the last 40 games, though.
It really hasn't had any impact at all. It will eventually, but every guy who stepped up, Randy Vasquez, Stephen Kolek, and now Ryan Burgert, have all done an adequate job of filling in when they have asked.
The offense has done an adequate job when needed at times as well, as evidenced by 8 of 11, right? Adequate. They are, I think, weathering the storm is really the best way to put it. Finding a way to win ballgames, and somebody mentioned in the chat earlier, the Boston Red Sox have lost 17 one-run games. 17 already. We're at June 4th. 17 one-run games already this season. That's the flip side. That's the glass half empty. You know, we are the glass half full right now in San Diego. They do believe in themselves. They do believe in what they have. Mike Schilt clearly believes in running that lineup out there every day. AJ Preller, you know he's working behind the scenes to get pieces, figure out what he can do to try to bolster the team. They're keeping their head above water right now whilst they wait for any potential move. So I remain impressed, though. If you ask me my general feeling as a Padre fan, I don't feel impending doom. I feel like, man, when these guys get clicking, now we've said that crap before in 23, I'd like to eliminate it from the vocabulary, but I can't because I believe in all the guys that we have. I do. I believe in them. And I believe in our general manager to figure it out, and I believe in our manager to make sure these guys are ready to go every day.
It's crazy, though, how much context matters. Like, we keep looking at the last 10. When you go to the standings page on ESPN, the last 10, they're 7-3. It doesn't feel like it, though.
It's still 8-2, right?
Still
7-3 in their last 10. Just doesn't feel like that.
8-3 in their last 11.
A lot of 7-3, 8-2 stretches, you feel like, God, we're pounding the ball. We are just dominating teams. Now, look, 7-3 is 7-3. Doesn't matter how you get there.
Does not matter.
Those seven wins.
A little bit. It doesn't matter. It's not college football.
It doesn't feel like it.
Aesthetically, it feels awful. It feels like torture every night. It can. It does. It's like, oh God. I get it.
There are 26 other teams in baseball who would take 7-3 over their last 10.
No question.
Only the Cubs, 8-2, Brewers, 8-2, and Mets, 8-2 in all of baseball have a better record than the Padres over the last 10 games.
That's right.
Now, you believe in the players, you believe in the GM, you believe in the manager. You don't do that just because you know them and have a good feeling, especially with Mike Schilt. There's a track record there.
Yes, and there's
teams, there's
an immense amount
getting better in the second half.
Well, there's an immense amount of talent in Jackson Merrill. Immense. There's an immense amount of talent in Luis Arraez. Immense. There's an immense amount of talent in Fernando Tatis Jr. Immense. Immense. We've never seen these guys' ceilings. Never. So, yeah. And, you know, again, we're not running out Taylor Walls and guys that are like nobodies. These are guys I believe in. I think these are guys everybody should believe in. I do. I mean, they've proven that they can do it. So, I'm going to continue to believe until those guys are off the team, really. I mean, I have no choice but to believe in Tatis and Merrill and Arraez and Manny. None.
I think the biggest question mark, I love what C20 says in the chat. He says, we need to believe in this new ownership group. Like, hey, year one, you guys have a great opportunity to demonstrate to this fan base, hey, that money is not going to hold us back. If there's a piece out there, if AJ finds the right deal, we're going to improve this team. Or they don't.
By Stan K. Bush.
Bush.
Thank you, Stan.
Mr. Bush.
So let's talk
Stanley.
About... Thank you, Stanley,
Stanley
Bush. He said, let's talk about some D. How about that relay to home plate from T-Wade to Manny? Manny short hopped that on purpose. Absolutely. The long hop, perfect throw. These are the kind of things they are doing. You think about Iglesias the night before. You think about the double play he turned. You think about the double play Xander and Jake turned last night. It was beautiful, beautiful double play. They're preventing runs. Because they know we have to be damn near perfect on defense because we're not hitting, so they are really coming through on defense. And I know Manny threw one away a little bit last night. Jake
at 2 hours and about 5 seconds didn't hurt him.
Didn't hurt him at all.
But they, you know, did have a couple of mistakes last night. But otherwise, the typical solid defense that we've expected. And I think someone made the point, maybe on the TV broadcast, they've just stopped running on Fernando. Every team.
Oh, they stopped.
They've stopped.
They don't even do the fake attempt.
They tested him before, and then it went badly. Then they started doing the fake, at least, to try to draw. Now they just, we're stopping at first. If we get a single, we're not going to run from third on anything that's even medium depth. We're not even going to try anymore. We're not taking first to third. We're not doing anything on Fernando's arm. He has gotten to that level of respect in the league out there, which is incredible considering, of course, he wasn't an outfielder a couple of years ago. And he has become a platinum glove winning right fielder.
And again, not hitting, but absolutely helping this team win baseball games right now. So I, you know, you ask me, are we weathering the storm? We are. We absolutely are.
I mean, how important
those offensive numbers are, they're terrible. You can't have that and be a World Series champion, Ben. But the way I told KG too, I said, when I see numbers like that, the only thing that gives me hope is that the players, and then there's nowhere to go but up. You know what I mean? Like, you absolutely can be and should be better than 24th, 26th, 28th in all of these categories. You have the players to do it. It's not a futile wish to think that those guys are going to get better.
Quickly, a little unheralded moment, I think, in the top of the 10th inning. So, runners at first and second with Luis Arraez at the plate.
Mm-hmm.
That's not that dangerous of a situation if you're the Giants and you have a two-run... Oh, I'm sorry, top of the ninth. That's not that dangerous of a situation if you're the Giants. Luis Arraez is probably not going to beat you with an extra base hit. If he singles, you still have the lead. You still have an open base out there. A wild pitch right to the backstop goes and... what is it? Diaz takes third? But Tatis doesn't because he's not sure if... And
he's got a good firm bounce back.
It was a hard bounce back, and he's not sure if the runner, and he has to make sure that Diaz is going, because if he doesn't, well, you're hung out to dry, and that you cannot make an out. So he was actually did the right thing by checking and waiting at first. The very next pitch, though, he steals second, and that changes the game entirely, because now Luis Arraez, absolutely, who hits singles better than anyone in baseball, can beat you there. He can get a two-run single. So that means Duvall has to be careful with him. He walks him and brings up Manny and puts
Incredible.
Him in that situation where Manny can beat you. It was pick your poison. They picked Manny, and they lost. But it all happens because Fernando gets there to second on that stolen base, but doesn't doesn't get thrown out on what could have been a dicey wild pitch there that bounced back to the catcher.
Yeah, no doubt. And Bailey's got a cannon for an arm. He got a
goes Lockridge. Yeah, it was faster.
Was it Lockridge? Yeah.
Third. Still, you have to make sure that the guy goes.
Got to make sure he goes. Got to make sure he makes it. And you got to make sure, you know, and again, that ball caromed right back to him. So it was really good. But yeah, it's an unheralded, a lot of unheralded guys last night, Benny. Again, the MVPs, Burgert, Reynolds, Yuki, obviously Manny and Crony. Those guys were great. They were good. I felt so bad for Xander. I thought he had a knock in the gap. I mean, it was no, like, I was like, that's down. That's going to score. Great play by Encarnacion, who doesn't really look like the best outfielder out there.
Awkward looking. Awkward looking play. Really good catch.
Really good
right
catch.
Above the turf, yeah.
Windy. Like, it was a good game, man. And it was a really good game to steal. That's the second game in a row you feel like you've stolen from the San Francisco Giants. Those guys got to be, you know, kicking the can down the street right now, so bummed out, and that's the way we like it.
Can the Padres, though, address the issue that they still have, and that is finding one more bat for their lineup? Jeff Passan, yesterday, identified trade either acquisition pieces or trade pieces from every team in Major League Baseball, and the one that he had for the San Diego Padres is Luis Robert of the Chicago White Sox. Are you interested, Padres fans, in a deal to acquire a guy who had 38 home runs 2 years ago, but has been really one of the worst performers in baseball of late?
Sounds like a Padre already.
And he's not cheap either. What is the potential fit? Are you interested? We will talk about that coming up later this hour. We also have Don't Do This coming up next. And don't forget, we got Tim Flannery joining us on a Big League Wednesday in our 8 o'clock hour.
I've got some audio that will make you guys out there always side with the players instead of the owners.
Okay. And I've got some potential trouble brewing in the MLBPA, the union office involving... Great. San Diego's own Tony Clark, and this is a little preliminary, but this is something to keep an eye on if you're a baseball fan, especially with a CBA agreement coming up here in a couple of years. The last thing the players want is turmoil within their own union, but a story came out in The Athletic yesterday that bears close following over however long that it develops. So we'll get to that all coming up in Don't Do This, going until 10 o'clock this morning. Don't go away. More Bennett Woods on the way on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG 000466. For a full list of games and rules played at 7 Mile Casino, visit 7milecasino.com.
7 Mile Casino is our place to play cards. It's right there in Chula Vista. It's on the Bay. You may have driven by it before. I had many times. Didn't go in because I figured... probably not missing that much. And then when I went in, I was truly shocked at how nice it was in there. It's airy. It's light. It's got great, great friendly service at the card tables, at the restaurant, in the cashier's cages. I have never had a bad experience going to 7 Mile Casino.
No, neither have I. The food has always been spectacular. I've had every you know, I've had breakfast, lunch, and dinner there. I've had late night there. It is fantastic. Great place to go pregame. Great place to go post game. The Dodgers, Miggy Rojas, they'll be in town soon. Fully expect to see him back at 7 Mile like we did in the playoffs. If it's good enough for him, it's certainly good enough for you, Ben.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's not always other players there that from other teams, but...
You never know.
You never know.
As far as we know.
You never know.
There might be.
When the weather's good, the patio's great. Check out the brunch on weekends, Saturdays and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Love catering to high-limit players as well, whether it's California-style blackjack, Texas Hold'em poker, Baccarat or Pai Gal poker. They're playing it all right now at 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
I will say that our boss, Adam, brand manager for 97.3 The Fan, very excited about our Luis Robert conversation coming up. He just
texted
some more stats about Luis Robert.
Man, when he gets going
really,
on something.
We're going to get to it here at the bottom of the hour.
I guess at the end of the day, it makes you happy. It's like he's so excited to hear us break it down.
It's just, he likes stirring the pot a little bit, and I think he sees this as an opportunity to stir the pot a little bit. Yeah. It is. He's not wrong. It's a good topic. That's why we're going to be discussing it momentarily. First, though, Don't Do This, brought to you by Trust and Will.
Don't.
Leave your entire estate, house, kids, and life savings up to chance if and when you die.
Do.
Set up a Trust or Will online at trustandwill.com.
This
is a lot more affordable than you think. Visit trustandwill.com. For more info, I will start a story by Evan Drellick in The Athletic. Trouble brewing at the MLBPA.
Boy.
Just saw this for the first time yesterday. And maybe it's nothing, but in the face of a federal investigation, Evan writes, Tony Clark, San Diego's own Tony Clark, the head of the union, and the Major League Baseball Players Association have hired separate lawyers. That's not good when Tony needs to be represented by someone who is outside of his own union's counsel. Why is that? Well, he says the Eastern District of New York, so this is like the district attorney's office,
man,
is reviewing whether MLBPA officials, and presumably Tony Clark is somewhat in the crosshairs of the investigation because he hired a lawyer, used licensing money to improperly enrich themselves.
Oh.
That sounds a lot like embezzlement, sort of, like the word that comes to mind.
Just say what it is.
In this
embezzlement.
So they've both hired different lawyers. The scope of the probe is unclear. Investigators have also communicated with the NFL's Players Union and a licensing company co-founded by both unions. And we'll see what happens with this. The timing could not be much worse for the MLBPA. I mean, they could be right in the middle of, like, huge negotiations or in the middle of a lockout. That would probably be worse. But with the CBA set to expire at the end of next season and a lockout anticipated, certainly something that if you're a player, you don't want to see anything like this gripping your union at this time.
Well, not only that, but you also don't want to think, you don't even want the specter that you're the head of your union is stealing money from you and your union. That's the last thing on the planet you want. Negotiations and all that aside, like we voted you in to represent us. You were a player. This would be very bad
now,
for baseball.
Now, Tony's been pretty above reproach, I think, for most of his tenure. He's lasted a long time in this position. He's a former player, obviously.
Yep.
Tends to be well-respected by the rest of his players. So we'll see. Maybe this is...
maybe it's nothing.
Maybe it's dirty tricks, you know? Like, the owners have, like, decided, hey, we can throw them a bone and see if we can start an investigation. I don't know, but certainly something to watch out for.
Man, I was so excited about the debut last night of one Jack Caglione. Oh, there he is. I love this kid. He is... I told my wife last night, and Bo, we were having dinner, and I go, do you know Jack Caglione? Bo said, no. And I said, babe, do you remember him? He did the thing in the College World Series where the umpire said no more celebrating, so he hit a home run and robot walked. This is the moment I fell in love with this kid. It's the best. Like, I love a smart ass. He's the biggest. So he makes his major league debut last night. So he makes his major league debut last night, hits his first ball in the big leagues to the gap, 114 miles an hour, 370 expected batting average. Victor Scott comes out of nowhere, makes a phenomenal play, robs him. Next, ground out, 112 miles an hour. Nolan Arenado, brilliant play, robs him. Has five ABs, got out on every one. He had four ground outs and a line out. Expected batting average on three of the five were over 300, Ben, one over 400. But... he's ready. Like, Jack Caglione was ready. He tore up AAA in the very short time he was there. So I'm watching yesterday online. It popped up. David Sampson was on some show. Now, he was the former GM of the Miami Marlins. Listen to what he said about the Kansas City Royals and their bringing up of one Jack Caglione.
What Kansas City has done is the single most irresponsible move I've seen in quite a long time. If he's going to be that good, how do you call him up now where he will hit arbitration a full year earlier than if they had waited till after around June 17th?
Pause.
We waited to...
because you are trying to win baseball games today. Does Jack Caglione help the Kansas City Royals win games? Yes. Unequivocally helps them win games.
We waited to call up Miguel Cabrera until after...
You're an idiot.
We waited to call up Miguel Cabrera until after June 17th, and therefore we got an extra year at the minimum. I have no idea how a team that's not in the top 10 of payroll is not paying attention to dates. And the Royals forcing the issue? That's a bunch of horse hockey.
Pause. I'm so proud to be a San Diego Padres fan for so many reasons. The fact that we don't pull this crap is up there. No. It's up there.
Thank you, Peter Seidler.
Is it smart business? Smart business? Yeah, it is. It is. Does it screw that player over and the team? Yes, it does.
David Sampson's an interesting guy.
He is so interesting.
Fascinating.
Dude.
But the Miami Marlins, the team where he was the president of, aren't exactly viewed as the gold standard. Yeah, they won a couple of World Series. They've done nothing. Have they ever made the playoffs other than the 2 years they won the World Series?
Skip made it with Skip.
Yeah,
of course they did.
But they aren't exactly the gold standard.
How they treat him?
Attendance is low. I mean, they have not. Have not won over their community, even though they won two World Series.
I like that he says the single most irresponsible thing a team can do is what the Red Sox are doing right now with Roman Anthony, who hit another home run last night. That's irresponsible. When a guy is ready for the big leagues and has worked his tail off to get there and can help you win games, you call him up.
Screw the arbitration year. You're trying to win games. You're trying to win games. And again, you can call it smart business. I think it's you know, waiting another 2 weeks when this guy is knocking at the door, and you're trying to win. The Royals have a good team. They have good players on that team. This guy's going to make them better. So I hated that from him.
Finally, a little doo-doo this to wrap up our segment.
DD mega doo-doo.
And I would like to give a fond farewell and best of luck to a Tier 1, a classy gentleman, maybe one of the most classy Tier 1s we have out there. Earl Edwards. There's something to be said for going out on top. Spent the last 25 years as the athletic director at UC San Diego. When he came to the school, they were just a little Division III. Got him to Division I. And in his last year, gets to watch both his men's and women's basketball team go to the NCAA tournament. Announced his kind of semi-retirement yesterday. He's going to continue on as a special advisor to the chancellor at UCSD, working in fundraising and community engagement. But that's a success story in San Diego, what Earl Edwards has done with
resume, man.
UCSD sports and athletic programs over a quarter of a century. He's a really nice, really good gentleman and a class act in San Diego sports.
I always like the name Earl. If your name is Earl, you're a badass, dude.
The double E, Earl Edwards, too.
Oh,
just rolls.
100%.
Look, I don't want to say it's easy, but like, I feel like any athletic director can go to Oregon, Ohio State. You know what I mean? Like these big schools with every resource in the world.
Right.
And UCSD is not a small school as far as just like athletically they are. But man, to take them from D3 to D2.
Sick,
and
dude.
And then D2 to D1 and then see the success that they had.
That's awesome.
Like that's a hell of a career.
That's
convince
awesome.
The students to vote for it and pay for it. I mean, not easy. Not easy.
Well done,
a lot
sir.
Of force of will there. And job well done for Earl Edwards.
Quickly.
And
that is,
go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
And that is don't and do this for a Wednesday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Wanted to give a quick birthday shout out to our beloved friend Caesar, his daughter Natasha, who is just the most adorable little girl. It's her birthday today. I don't know. I'm guessing 9.
She's might be older now.
8?
She's a young
10?
9, 10,
yeah.
11, somewhere in that
Caesar
range.
Caesar texted us, happy, what year? I mean, I remember when she was a baby.
I remember her.
My wife's her godmother, I believe.
I remember her and Bo playing piano at your house together, and I've got the sweetest little video, and to see her now all grown up. Happy birthday, Natasha, and we love both of you guys very much.
She's 23.
She's not 23. No.
Caesar's dreading that age,
yeah.
I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday, Natasha.
Happy birthday, Natasha. All right, we'll come back. Yeah, Luis Robert. Is he the right guy? You might say, no. But there's some reasons to say yes as well if the Padres are interested. We'll talk about that. 11
yes!
years old, says Caesar. Coming up next after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
But first, let me tell you real quick about my beloved QC Kinetics. Thank you guys for everything you've done for me, getting me back on the golf course, the baseball field, the gym, all of it. Couldn't have done it without you. If you're living right now with sore knees, and I mean like, painful to the touch, knees, shoulders, hips, back, any joint, call QC Kinetics today. You will not be disappointed. They're powerful cellular level treatments. Go after the source of the pain. They're not trying to just dull the pain with drugs or mask the pain. They go after the very source of it. Took me 5 treatments in each wrist, and man, I was super nervous. I was super skeptical. If I got through it, guys, you can do it. Trust me. So say goodbye to that chronic pain. Live your best life today. Get back to doing the things that you love so much. I hate to think that we've got tier ones out there missing out on things that they love to do because of joint pain when it's just a phone call away. Free consultation at QC Kinetics, 619-614-PAIN, 619-614-PAIN. Again, QC Kinetics at 619-614-PAIN. They got locations in Torrey Hills and Hillcrest. Let them know when you call that number, 619-614-PAIN, that Woodsy sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Leave it to good old Jeff Passan to stir things up a little bit, you know, with the trade deadline next month now. Once the calendar hit June, Woods, we are now a month away. I mean, we're closer still to 2 months
two
away.
Months, yeah.
But the next month will feature Major League Baseball's trade deadline. It's starting to be the time where you can identify teams that are definitely in it and teams that are almost certainly out of it. And so you can, you know, separate the buyers from the sellers. There's still a number of teams that are on the margins that could go either way. So it's not entirely clear who are the buyers and who are the sellers. But Jeff Passan,
he kind of tells each team what they need to do, right? Like he's got little blurbs
yeah.
for this is the direction you should be taking. I mean, there's nothing worse than. There's nothing worse than being a fan of a team that you kind of know, and you know that they know, Ben, that they're not really in it, not really going anywhere, and they don't take an opportunity to improve their team because they're like, well, I mean, we are 8 games out right now, and with 6 wild cards, I mean, look, obviously anything's possible. We've seen some pretty amazing runs by teams the last couple of years to get in the playoffs, but, you know, I'm sure given the gift of hindsight, a lot of those teams would have done things differently.
So he has, in a column, identified one player that would be a fit for every contender that's looking to acquire players at the deadline.
I hate that he just did one fit, because I want like 4 fits
True.
For the San Diego Padres.
True, but that column would be endless. So went with the one fit, and the one fit he went with was not Jarren Duran, who of course has been the subject of rumors in this past week. Wasn't one of the Orioles outfielders. He did include Cedric Mullins and Ryan O'Hearn as fits for other teams, like the Mets' best fit was Cedric Mullins, and the Mariners' best fit was Ryan O'Hearn.
O'Hearn would be a great fit here.
I'd imagine both of those would be interesting to the Padres, but he picked for the Padres Luis Robert Jr. of the Chicago White Sox. And his argument here is, of course, the Padres have been really bad offensively in left field. So is Robert going to fix that? Well, his slash line would indicate that he won't. 178. 267, 288. That's really not any better than the Padres have been getting, except Luis Robert is also extremely expensive as well.
What a combo.
So why would you be, if you're the Padres, why would you be interested in Luis Robert? Well, you would be buying low. You know, the price tag would be extreme. If you took on salary, the price tag could be almost nothing to get him right now from the Chicago White Sox. You could probably include prospects and hopefully get the White Sox to pay some of the salary as well.
They would unload him, Ben, with $55 million over the next 3 years. They would if you said, we got the salary, we'll handle it, they would unload him for Martin Maldonado today. And I'll tell you why. The guy has sat out the last two games. Do you know why? Because he needs a reset in his brain for the season.
Yeah, they're giving him a multiple game break, not just a day off, but they feel like several days off just to sit and reset himself to try to get him going. That's how bad he's been.
And again, they're not going anywhere. This is the kind of luxury a team like the Chicago White Sox can take right now. A lot of Padres fans are wanting Fernando Tatis Jr. to take days off because he's, you know, mentally upset, they think. Fernando Tatis Jr. helped you win a baseball game last night. He helped you win a baseball game the night before. He's helped you win 8 out of 11. He contributes in other ways than the stick. And obviously, the stick needs to get going, certainly, but he's checked in. He's checked in. Luis Robert is checked out. He's checked out. And for $55 million, Benny, and worse production than Jason Hayward, other than some stolen bases, and a lot of stolen bases, 21 of them, in fact, man, I can't look at it and with any clear-headedness and say, oh, yeah, got to have him.
So what's the argument? Here's what Jeff Passan writes. Why trade for him? Well, because surely somewhere inside his 6'2", 225-pound body lurks the player who 2 years ago hit 38 home runs. Because take him out of center and his defense is suddenly plus in left. And because he has half as many steals himself, 21, as the Padres do as a team. Now, he's tied with Pete Crow Armstrong for most stolen bases in all of baseball.
So, I mean, speed, so you're getting, power, you're getting a Billy Hamilton for $55 million.
Hit 38 home runs 2 years ago.
2 years
ago. It's in there. Is a change of scenery. We've seen it before. A change of scenery. Take Gavin Sheets. He was not performing much better than Luis Robert Jr. for that Chicago White Sox team. They let him go. And he comes to San Diego, and boom, he becomes a integral part of the San Diego Padres team. Could the same thing happen to Luis Robert Jr. that happened for Gavin Sheets in San Diego?
So
that's the argument.
The argument, though, is, okay, it takes Xander Bogaerts. Are we ever going to look what he did a couple of years back in Boston? Are we going to see that? How many of these can you do? Apparently, it's a 2-year option, which won't obviously be picked up. What happens if
it's a club option?
What happens if you trade for him? Yeah, look it up real quick.
If it's a team option, that's interesting. I mean,
if the price is
a club option for $20 million per year for the next 2 years.
So what happens if you traded for him today?
You would only
prorated 15.
You would only be responsible for the prorated amount for the rest of this season.
Which is 15.
So at this point, you've played one third of the season.
$10 million.
About $10 million today. About $8 million in a month.
Take a flyer. Either
$6 million at the trade deadline.
See if he can help you out for the second half. And if he doesn't, then you decline the option.
I mean, they can't.
So when you trade for a guy, you pick up the club options and all the contract, and then you can say, no, we don't want you.
You get all the same contract.
If it's not, essentially view him as a rental.
If it's not guaranteed money.
There's a $2 million buyout as well for the options. So add $2 million to whatever you're paying him for the rest of this year as well.
Call it around $12 million if you did it today. And if you did it in 6 weeks, it's about $10 million. And after that, it's about $8 million. Okay, that's different. It changes it, but again, that's a hefty price. I saw people naming some other names yesterday. Like, what about Andrew Benintendi? I'm like, I think he's guaranteed 17 like the next 3 years. That's a hard pass for me. Yeah, I mean, if you take on that, you could probably. Are they going to ask for the moon?
They can't.
But if you're only taking a prorated $15 million, you're going to have to give them something.
They're not looking to unload because they're not looking to just unload because they're going to turn down those $20 million options anyway.
Are there a lot of other teams who are knocking on the door for Luis Robert? That's what determines prospect value.
I've heard the Dodgers are interested in him as well.
That would drive the price up. If the Padres and Dodgers get into a bidding war, which sounds crazy, for Luis Robert Jr., that would drive the price up. If the White Sox are calling around, no one's really interested, they'll take what they can get, which won't be, I don't think, that much for Luis Robert. Way, way less than what Jaron Duran or even Ryan O'Hearn or probably Cedric Mullins will fetch in a trade at the deadline.
I still want Duran, man.
I did too.
I'm still mad at Dennis for putting that out there on Monday because now it's all I want. Or I want the Angels to continue. Well, I mean, right now they've been winning this week. They're kicking Boston's ass. Boston is just an absolute dumpster fire right now for the Red Sox organization. But if the Angels can start losing, maybe Taylor Ward becomes available on the market.
I just wonder. I don't know his contract.
He is making $7.8 million this year.
Not much.
Next year is ARB 4 year.
Okay.
And then an unrestricted free agent after that.
So
they feel like they're still in it?
I mean, they are in fourth place in the West, 28-32.
Yeah.
And they're five games back of the Astros.
You're hovering around. Yeah. You're not trading Taylor Ward, right? Right now, certainly.
I mean, I don't know how many Angels fans are really out there, but you can't do that.
I mean, the team that didn't trade Shohei Ohtani is not trading Taylor Ward until they absolutely
You will. But right now, you've got to give your fans some hope that we're trying to stay in this race as long as possible. I mean, what kind of message does that send?
Yeah, people
talking
about
Mike Trout back. He's hot.
Yeah, he's hitting.
You can't get rid of one of your productive players now.
Yeah. Man, I just don't know. I don't know. The change of scenery, he'll figure it out.
I'm not as down on it as some people. He's athletic. I think that with playing alongside of Tatis and Machado and Bogarts and players who care and want to win.
Could help.
I mean,
the environment, dude. I don't
know that there's anyone in baseball that it might help more than a guy coming from the White Sox like him to some like-minded, you know, people in an organization that has had good track record with a good coaching staff.
I can be sold on anything. You know that. I'm weak. I'm very weak.
What worries me, of course, is that because of the price tag, if you try it and it doesn't work, I don't think you get a second bite at the apple. Like, you go, okay, well, this isn't working. Let's now acquire someone else. He's too expensive. He's your all-in option, at least financially. I know we had the report this week. Money's not really an issue, but money's not unlimited either. They can't just get everyone they want at the trade deadline. They're going to have to make a choice. They're going to get someone. I have no doubt in my mind. The Padres will acquire someone between now and the end of July, hopefully sooner rather than later. But they got to be right, you know, with who they acquire, because they only get one shot at this at the trade deadline. They don't get multiple options of different outfielders to try out and bring in on minor league deals. You get one shot. Do you want to wait until other more players are available, maybe like Taylor Ward? Or do you want to do it now when it might do more good because you have that player for longer, but you're gambling even more? You're spending more, your time is running out.
So. Stop saying Hunter Renfro, keeping it real. He's terrible. Terrible.
Right. I forgot. We got to check traffic. We'll continue this discussion on the other side. As you're calling in to win San Diego County Fair tickets on 97.3 The Fan. Look at the tier ones. You heard the goat sounder. Yep, they're calling in to win right now. 833-288-0973. A four-pack of tickets and parking to the San Diego County Fair Wednesdays through Sundays, June 11th through July 6th. So that is a week from tomorrow through July 6th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Tickets are available now at SDFair.com. Paulie's going to pick up the phone on a winner here in the next couple of minutes after we wrap up this segment talking about Luis Robert Jr. Woods is a no.
I'm a maybe.
Ah, I get you to maybe.
Of course you did.
I'm a strong maybe.
Do you see how peer pressure worked on me?
Yeah.
If the price was low.
Just try this. It won't hurt you. You'll like it. It'll make you feel good.
Do you think him right now, as he's played up through 50 games or whatever, 60 games this year, is an upgrade from what we have currently in left field?
Yes.
If the price is right?
Yes.
Yeah. I think we all, I still think so.
I think Ben is an upgrade in left field. I really do.
Not.
Tony Gwynn Jr. is an upgrade. Tony Gwynn Jr. is an upgrade. He told me the other day, he goes, if you ask me if I could go play tonight, he goes, I could give you one inning in the outfield. One. And then my body would shut down. He goes, I'll give you one AB, one inning.
Man. I would love to see it.
So would I.
Paying money for that.
David Chase, is the best time to stop talking about Roberts before you mention him. The next best option is now. Oh, it's such a what if. It's such a, man, if it all pans out. And I don't know, man. It needs to be a really, really...
Do the Dodgers need any outfield help? Because I can see him going there and just turning back into the...
We probably wouldn't have brought it up if it weren't for Jeff Passan. But I respect Jeff. And, you know, it was his thought. He knows some things. He knows some things for sure. All right, we'll come back. We got Take on Woods and Tim Flannery in hour number three. Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.